Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 10:28 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Joe Wadsworth. I am 37 and I'm from Malmesbury in Wiltshire in the West Country.
Have you travelled to London especially for your hour on the plinth?
I have travelled to London especially and for my hour on the plinth, yes.
And arriving at the square this evening and seeing the plinth in action, has that been how you imagined it would be?
Yes, for I lived in London for a long time, so I'd seen the plinth, unoccupied as it was, but with various things happening on it for the last few years. And did it look? Yeah, I mean, it looked like the plinth. I've been following it on the internet, and so yeah, I mean, it was everything I expected it to be. Really, it's good, very well done. Looking forward to it.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Excited, slightly intrepid, because I've taken the time to review a few of the other performance, I'm not sure that's the right word, but you know, what everybody else is doing, and some of them have been very theatrical, some have been very funny. Mine is going to be neither of those. Mine is going to be a demonstration of wind-powered lighting, amongst other things. My five-year-old wants me to break dance, but as I can't break dance, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, you know, very much looking forward to it. I could spend my hour talking to you about it, but yeah, essentially what I'm doing is I have a company that makes wind powered lights called the Firewinder Company, and essentially what I'm doing is trying to inspire and engage people to think a bit more about being renewable and sustainable. It's about a visual icon to modify people's behaviour and make them more sustainable in their everyday life. There's a lot of talk about this sort of thing from the newspapers, the media, the government, whoever it happens to be, but not enough people are actually engaging, taking a more renewable and sustainable approach to their life. And that's exactly what Firewinder is. Imagine a 3-foot-high pasta twist that spins in the wind and lights up, and hopefully, I mean, it's so different from anything anybody's seen before that hopefully people will see it and see future variants, and then the message about being slightly more sustainable will be supplanted in the consciousness of the world.
And will you be talking about the issue and showing how it works, or how exactly are you going to be raising awareness of the...
Hopefully it will do all the talking. I didn't want to come and shamelessly promote my company or my product. I don't think that this is the right platform, every pun intended, for doing that. But, you know, I have the opportunity to access a very large audience through being on the plinth for my hour. And if I can affect just a few people who say, oh my goodness, what is that spirally trippy light thing, and then they look us up on the internet, or they sort of look back at the archive of who I am and what I stand for, they'll be able to find, you know, Firewinder, and then yeah, you know, they can follow our story. And as I say, we're just an extra step along the way of being, yeah, you know, sorry to go on about it again, but you know, it's this renewable, the green message that isn't seeping in. You know, as individuals, as districts, as cities, and as countries, and as a planet, we've made lots and lots of commitments to being more renewable and more sustainable, and patently we're not getting anywhere close to it. And whilst I'm not going to change the world myself or through my Firewinders, I am hopefully able to be a cog in the machine that does affect change.
Is this an issue then that is important to you in your normal life?
Yes, it is. I guess the switch point happened 6 or 7 years ago. I was working in London, I was working in advertising. It was fairly immoral and unethical work, well paid, but immoral and unethical. And I just suddenly thought one day, do you know what? As a race, we're not possibly behaving as well as we should. You know, I'm not unbelievably preachy about it, unless somebody shoves a mic in front of me, in which case I'd love to get on my soapbox. But, you know, I'm trying, I guess, and now this sounds really rubbish, but I'm just trying to make being green and more renewable and more sustainable a little bit cooler than it is at the moment. You mention green and people think of people knitting yogurt and living in mud huts and whatever. We're not really about that. I'm not really about that. What I'm about is, you know, just making everybody have a little look at what they're doing and make some sort of positive change. So, you know, I mean, in my day-to-day sort of life, when I'm not in London standing on plinths, I run, you know, the Firewinder company with my colleague Tom Lawton, and you know, we have good things planned for that, and it looks like we finally made the jump from just an idea to, you know, the sort of commercial side of it, and that's all, you know, really, really good. I run the sales for a small company that makes wooden jigsaws that you can find in many of the institutions not far from where we're sitting, like the National Portrait Gallery and so on. And yeah, you know, I generally bang the renewable energy drum, because the big energy producers, the big six we have in this country, certainly, I mean, again, I'm just going to start preaching just quickly, but what you find is all of them, all these, you know, the advertising and the media coverage focuses very much on their green credentials and what they're doing. And if you actually dig below the surface, you'll find that there are precious few companies that are actually trying to make a difference with the way they produce energy. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's one not far from me, and it's part of the reason that I, Good Energy, they're called. Get a plug in, why not? And you know, they what they stand for is, you know, 100% renewable energy that is verifiably 100% renewable energy, instead of all these pretty pictures of windmills that you see advertised, you know, in big full pages in the Times that probably cost 50,000 quid just to have the advert, and when only 3 or 4% of their mix is actually renewable energy. But stop preaching about that now. Generally, I'm one for, you know, walking the walk, but I'm not a zealot about it. You know, I mean, as a for instance, I you know, I still drive. I don't just cycle everywhere, because you know, I've realized that it's important that I'm still able to deliver a message. And if of course you take being green and sustainable to the nth degree, then you end up stationary, not being able to do anything.
And what about your company? Is this something that you've set up on with your colleague? Is it you put it all together? Did you come up with this product?
No. Okay, right, good question. Tom Lawton, my business partner, is one of these ridiculously creative inventor types who's done some absolutely fantastic work. TomLawton.com. But I saw this renewable energy. Oh, again, I've seen several of his inventions, and I thought, that's really cool, but ain't going to change the world. But there are two inventions of his, and I've known him for 15 years, that I really feel will totally change the world, and wanted to, you know, get involved with them. The first was Firewinder, which has won awards now all over the globe for being a product that immediately disseminates the sustainable message. And that bit of my life is very important. And, you know, that's, I've made significant investments in all the resources, money, time, energy, the whole lot into that. And the other one is Bubblescope, which is the world's first 360-degree camera. It's point and shoot, gives you a donut of film, if you like, that you can then open out on a computer and then, you know, be fully immersed in your scene. So, I mean, it's the only camera that will take a picture of the Sydney Opera House and Newcastle Bridge in the same shot, or the National Portrait Gallery and Nelson's Column in the same shot when you're in the between them. And, you know, it's products like that that will either change the world from a climate change point of view, or allow the next step change in you know, immersive involvement, you know, this be a part of something, you know, the community element, whether it be in the renewable energy scope, so let's be better for our community, or whether it be simply let's just document and record what we're doing a little better. That is really important for me.
And the Firewinder,
That's absolutely it.
Is it an indoor light or an outdoor?
No, outdoor. Needs wind and darkness, so I'm about the only bloke on the planet that is looking forward to the clocks going forward in October. It requires about 3 or 4 miles an hour of wind to start revolving, about 6 or 7 miles an hour to light up and start to, you know, give you some patterns, about 15 miles an hour to look really quite fabulous, and from then on it just looks like something out of Star Wars. I'm not sure exactly how windy it's going to be tonight, but I'm very, very glad to have won a place at night, and I just hope for some inclement weather. I hope that it is going to be nice and windy.
And for the time being then, is the Firewinder something to just show that we can start using wind as as a source of power? It's a decorative thing at the moment.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We know that we can use wind to generate power, as cited by all the wind farms that are going up left, right and centre. But just as a quick addition, you know, on 16th of September 2009, I think we require one wind turbine to be built every 6 days to hit our renewable energy targets that the government has committed to. That just ain't going to happen at all. So let's all try and make a difference with everything else that we're doing. But to get back to your question, there are plans in the pipeline to take Firewinder from just a decorative object to one that's going to be useful and change the world. But you need a war chest full of money to be philanthropic, and we do not have that yet. We're at the start of our journey.
Wonderful. And with this project, when you heard that you had a place, were you always going to bring this message? Were you always going to do something like this, or how did you come to the decision to do it?
Okay, that's a great question. The answer to that question, let's be honest, why not? There's not enough honesty in this world. I saw the opportunity because I was very much looking for venues to showcase Firewinder, be it, you know, clifftop castles and forts around the place, be it Glastonbury Tour, be it... I mean, actually, I sent an email in, I wanted to hang Firewinders from the Angel of the North, and I was quite firmly told to take a running jump. Watch this space, hopefully we might get somewhere now, but hey-ho. But yes, I have to say, as I said right at the beginning, it was not my intention to shamelessly promote the commercial side of what we do. We've sold all the Firewinders we can now. There's only a couple of hundred left that we're keeping for showcasing and doing public events. We've just partnered up with a big manufacturing and distribution company to hopefully make them available to everybody. But the general deal is, I saw the opportunity, I saw the project, I thought that looks bloody marvellous, I want to be a part of that. And fortunately, I am lucky enough to get the 1 in 13, 14, whatever it is, I think you have 35,000 people enter, wherever, it's something like that. And yeah, I got one of my 2,500 places, and very glad I am too to be sitting here with the opportunity to, yeah, show the world what I've got. Yeah, you know, there's a little bit of commerciality behind it, but really it's just about making people question what they see. And I guess that's the whole point of this whole project, is just to make people think and make people question what they see.
And you mentioned earlier that you've been watching a little bit of it as well. Do you think the project offers us a fair representation of the nation?
Well, the answer to that question is, with any project like this, what you're going to get is people that want to, you know, everybody is going to be about as nutty as they get. Everybody wants to make an impression. Everybody wants to impress their grandchildren or their grandparents, whichever, you know, however they've approached this project. So whilst you might have a very fair selection of demographically chosen people, you know, I bet you've got every spectrum of race, creed, age, location, whatever, I bet you've ticked all of those boxes. But I have to say, inherently, you've got to be a little bit up for it to tick the box to enter the competition. So, I mean, Christ, if you look at it, you know, now, then possibly you haven't really got the greatest, you've got certainly the mix of people. Maybe the message that they give over is a little bit hyped up. If you put it in a time vault and dig it up again in 10,000 years, then people are gonna think we're all bonkers, I think, personally.
And you've spoken a little bit about the impact that you would like to have by going up and people seeing the product.
Firewinder, it's okay. Firewinder. You've been doing, I bet you've been doing a lot of these.
And what is the impact that you would like for it to have on you? What would you like to get out of this experience?
What would I like to get out of this experience? Okay, I would like to Okay, there's many answers to that, but let's start with a few that come to mind. What I want to do is be involved in a project that, you know, marks Firewinder on a timeline. You know, when this gets given to, you know, the Wellcome Trust, the National Portrait Gallery, you know, wherever it's going, it will be there forever. So, you know, my grandkids can say, well, what did you do, Grandad? And I can say, well, hey, I contributed, you know, I was, one of the chosen ones to stand up on that plinth and, you know, do something. And I chose to, not do performance art, not to strip naked and try and jump off the thing, not to throw tomatoes at people, but in a, you know, not in a fun way, because, you know, it's not about the humour of it, but, you know, I will be doing something that is a bit eye-catching, a bit different, and just revolves around, you know, this dissemination of the green message.
And what are some of the other things in your life that are important to you, and environment and your work?
Very simply, family, very, very important. Fly fishing is very important to me. Now, I know that has a slight sort of juxtaposition with a very green take on life, but actually it's the same with, you know, many sort of sporting country sports. You know, actually, if you apply them in the right way and you're sensible about it, they're very, very good for the environment, and I truly believe in all that. I love playing tennis. Tennis, fly fishing, bird watching, snowboarding, riding my mountain bike are the things that are really, really good. Another couple of things that I obviously are very, very difficult for me to talk about at length. I like riding motorcycles, for instance. Now, that's tricky one to justify, but the way I see it, if I'm saving the planet with the left hand and I'm not damaging it too much with the right hand, the net gain is good.
And Matt, finally, if you think back to your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put
in your life? Do you know, I cannot remember what my three words were. I changed them and I now can't remember how I left it, even if I did put those three words in. I thought about being really clever and putting four, with the last one being innumerate, but I didn't think that would work. I didn't think anybody'd get it. Besides which, I'd probably look like a bit of a knob. So what did I put down? I don't know. You know, it was probably wind into light, I would imagine. But again, you can think about these things far too much. You know, I'm one of a big band of people. I've got my own message to deliver. Let's see if I can do it.
Excellent. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.